Townsquare is running my website.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
If I leave them, I'm going to have no website. So that's another problem. They have my website kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
I hear
so,
that.
I don't have right now. I don't have. I'm in the middle of purchasing, making some large purchases. I don't have the excess funds to pay for another brand new website, you know. So that's another issue that we're running into, you know. I'm not in the a business of continually throwing my money away
mm-hmm.
either, you know.
Well,
so
because what I'm going to
thousands of
do.
Dollars already.
Yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm trying to do
yeah.
here, Pablo, I'm willing to grab my director in the area. We can check if we can help you with the website, right? Since you mentioned you've been in the business for 21 years, if there's an
mm-hmm.
option for us to help you with the website, right? You mentioned
what's your
that.
Company name again?
A Local Splash, that's the name of our company. You can search our business name while we're talking, just for you to
yeah,
check.
Yeah, we did earlier.
Oh,
is it
great.
.com or .org or .net?
.com, localsplash.com. That's great. Yeah, you've checked all the reviews, right? So we have proven a lot. And the good thing about this, because you're concerning about the website and to be on the first page, so I am very confident. And I'm so excited to give you the details and pricing here for you because I know you're going to be a great candidate for this. Now, Pablo, this is something that you would want, right? Like, if we can make it affordable
well, what I
want to
do is find out why my company cannot get any reviews reserved. I'm not sure why or what's happening. No, with that, that's one issue I have.
Okay, we can
you
check
know,
the one for
think,
you.
I don't think. These people that I'm using now, they can't do it. They just tell me they can't find out what's happening. You know.
Okay.
So,
I hear that. And you mentioned that you're paying with someone and you're not getting any return of your investment, right?
No, I've gotten nothing from them. I've gotten nothing
yeah.
from them.
And
yeah.
it's not supposed to be like that. Well, if we can help you and we can make sure that we provide the results.
Yeah, I mean, all I care is to have results, you know. And as long as you're reasonably priced, that you know,
mm-hmm.
I just want results.
Okay.
Honestly, that's all I'm interested in.
I see. Well, we have this called legacy rate discount, Pablo. That's a reduced rate if you've been in the business for more than 10 years, so you are qualified for that, right? Now, what I'm going
mm-hmm.
to do, I have my director on the phone right now. His name is Charlie. He's one of the best, and I'll promise you, you're going to love this one. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Pablo?
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, Pablo, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Oh, it's fine. Everything's okay. Thanks.
Awesome. I know Maria wanted me to hop on here. She said you're having a little difficulty with a couple of reviews on Google Business Listing. Also, too,
no,
you're kinda...
all my reviews have been deleted.
Okay,
all your reviews.
Yeah, and then also too, she was saying that you're kind of tied up with a website with 411 Local or Townsquare. It's Townsquare, right?
Yeah, Townsquare.
Gotcha. Okay. And she was telling me that you've been with them for a little bit now, and you
forever,
still haven't received...
2 years, 2.5 years. Yeah.
Oh wow, 2.5 years. Okay, and you haven't received nothing yet.
Oh no, nothing. I canceled them, but then my
website
came offline.
Yeah.
So I called them because I had, you know, certain, anybody will to make a buck, the lie online. But on the phone, they told me that I would absolutely, after 6 months, I would absolutely not lose my website. I can keep it. And of course, they said they took it offline. And I'm sure that's one way for SEO companies to keep you, kidnapped or you know they have you tied up that way.
Well,
so
it just depends
it
on the company it is, because it's like the platforms they build it on can't integrate with other. So like we build our website
well,
on a different.
I would think.
Well, no. So, like, there's platforms that you can build websites on, right? And then those platforms don't integrate with other platforms. So it just depends on a company of what they have. So it, like, for instance, right, if we build our website here on a platform and you were to go to Townsquare, we wouldn't be able to transfer that over because we built the content, and then they don't have the ability to host that website because they build their stuff on a different platform. So that's why. But there's always options to have that company still host your website. So they can still keep it live.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Okay. Yeah. And it's only like, what, like maybe $50 a month or something like that to just host a website. So.
It's an auto pay. My secretary knows, but, that's the issue I was having with them. I mean, all I have to do is, GoDaddy will host pretty much anything. And
sure.
All I need is to go back to GoDaddy. So, you know, the platform could be hosted by other companies that don't charge me anything other than the yearly hosting fee. But, I was just unhappy with them, and basically they took my website offline, and they had deleted, by then, my previous website that I paid $3,000 or $4,000 for.
Wow.
It was non-existent because the company went out of business that built it. Or they, you know, they didn't go out of business. They started representing Pepsi, and they were too big to care. So either way, that's the issue I was having, you know, with that. And now what's happening is Google has, I don't know what's happening to them. What I heard is they have some algorithm that's all hating, you know, and they're destroying everybody's, they're just knocking down anything that's questionable. And, I have 31 five-star reviews, legitimate reviews tied to invoices, you know, real people.
Mm-hmm.
And, they deleted all of them. I'm not sure it's because I lived in two cities. So I'm not sure if they think that, it was, illegitimate because of that, or I'm not sure what happened. But whatever reason, I've lost all 31 reviews. I had a new review done in the interim, like about 2 weeks ago, and they deleted that one again. It was a new one. They deleted it. So I'm not sure what's happening. I doubt that anyone other than Google could help me, you know? Mm-hmm. But I called the company that's hosting me, and they said they couldn't do much about it, that it has to be directly with me and Google. So, I've been trying to get through to them, but, you know,
you can't get through to them.
No.
Yeah, Google.
No, no one can.
Yeah, no one can. I mean, we have like our own Google rep here because we're a Google Premier Channel partner. So what that means is there's only really 40 of us in the country who has an authenticity badge that is a Premier Channel partner with Google. And it's on our website. It's our authenticity badge. That links to Google where it says, you know, Local Splash has been met all the requirements to be a Google Channel partner. And we're able to communicate with them and ask them, hey, what's going on here on this matter, and be able to fix that, right? Sometimes what happens is if it needs some type of verification for the business listing itself, because like you mentioned, you've moved a couple of times, so Google's just trying to make sure and verify that, like, hey, this is a legitimate business.
That was
business.
Years ago, man. That was
I know.
I moved it 5 years ago.
Yeah. So you built it years ago, about 6 months ago, they actually got super strict and they were actually deleting people's Google accounts because if you did not re-verify it, what was happening is that they were basically putting you in a category of just like not being a legitimate company. Not saying you're not. I mean, you've been around for 21 years, but if you miss that, we've had people that came on board with us to re-verify or do their Google Business Profile because that was going on. Everything with AI and PO boxes, they went away from that and they wanted to get really strict to verify that they're legitimate companies in the local area doing business to weed out the AI and the PO box people. And that's unfortunate that it happened to you.
Yeah,
and
I've never had it. I've never had either. I don't even know how to open an AI product. But,
yeah.
And then PO Box, I'm 51, I've never had PO Box.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Are you on Google Cloud? Because I can't find Local Splash as a premier partner here.
Yeah, here, I'll give you a, here, I'll send you a text message. And then,
under regions, where are you guys located?
We're located in
Fountain
Valley, California.
Okay, yeah, you guys don't come up.
Yeah, here you go.
Premier Partners. Let me just... What's that? You texted me something?
I did. I text you our link. That's to our webpage. Now, don't mind the prices there because, like Maria said, we are going to help you out and get you a legacy discount here so that way we can help you get up and running. But on there is our Google Authenticity badge. But if you just type in Google, Google Premier Partner,
I'm here. Find a partner. Find a Premier Partner.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys aren't coming up on there. Could it be that you guys got deleted too?
No, sometimes it's a little funny where sometimes it goes in and says,
I have Local Splash North America Premier Partner.
I have it.
Is it one word? No, it's two words.
It's two words.
Maybe you guys got caught up in the algorithm.
No, we definitely did it.
That's it for you.
Because if we did, then when you click the box on our website there, it would say that we aren't Premier Channel Partners. And it says right there, certifications, Local Splash has met all the requirements to be a Google Channel Premier Partner. So we're still there. And it says Google Partners on there, google.com/partners. So if you click on our websites there. Yeah, it's weird that that's not popping up, though. Typically, it does on my end, too.
No, I'm on googlecloud.google.com. You guys aren't coming up as a Google Cloud partner. Could that be different? No, it's
Google.
A Premier partner here. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm on cloud.google.com. Google Cloud. I don't know why it took me there.
Yeah, that's weird. Google Cloud. I didn't even know Google had a cloud. Oh, yeah, it's iCloud. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Google Premier Channel Partners. I looked that up.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, dude. I don't know you from Adam, as you probably know. And I've been burned so many times.
Yeah.
That it's just how it is, dude. There's so many people calling me. I get 5 to 10 calls a day asking me for SEO services from all over the world.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand. And that's why I sent you our link, because we have that partnership there. And it's a clickable link as well, so it's not like you can't click on our colorful partner G there. And it just takes you straight to the partner page itself. But that's why I wanted to show you. I mean, we also have 19 years in business, and then we've also helped over 10,000 companies nationwide, because we cover all 50 states with the partnership to do SEO services.
Yeah, I see you coming up. You're coming up at least on my website, on my PC.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the issue. I'm not coming up. I don't exist on Google as of maybe 2-3 weeks ago.
I see your Google business listing, though.
I don't know why it keeps coming off. You see it now, but then maybe 2 hours later, it doesn't come up.
Okay.
Google business. It came up with my last.
Firefly Landscape Contractors.
Yeah,
LLC. Yeah, it shows. It shows that you're up. It shows that you're closed right now, but it shows that you're up.
Yeah, closed because it's after 5 or something.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But it shows, look, it, be the first. It says be the first to do a review, you know?
Mm-hmm. I do see
and
that.
I was like, yeah, I'm not I've been in business forever. I had 31 reviews. My photo's gone. My logo was there. My logo's gone from there.
Who built this for you?
Them, Townsquare.
Okay, do they have the rights? Like, do they not host it, but do they have access to this?
I don't know, dude. Honestly, I'm a construction worker.
I know.
I build waterfalls. You know,
yeah.
I'm so not versed in computer stuff.
Okay.
Use it for designing only. You know, and
yeah.
I know the basics, but I almost have like computer Down syndrome. You know, so
okay.
I don't know how to find out what's happening. I don't know how to, you know.
Okay.
How to figure out, you know, and I don't even know what questions to ask.
Right.
If I call Google. So we filled out my secretary, she's in her 20s and she's, you know, she's more savvy about this, but she filled out a couple of requests to find out, you know, hey, what happened? Why is this? But it just have a generic.
Yeah.
A generic,
if they don't tell you.
AI answer. Per,
yeah.
You know, that I was either. Just, you know, it's just the basics that go,
right.
You know, they go through the algorithm.
Yeah, they're not going to tell you a full answer.
No,
yeah, they never do. That's why we help small businesses, because it's like a lot of people have the same issues you're having. And I've actually seen it, though, and this is very
You've
sad.
You've heard of this happening already?
I've heard of this happening, but also, too, when you're telling me that, you know, Town Square has built you the –
This sucks, man.
The Google business profile, and I'm not, yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to talk bad about a company.
No, I know,
like
I know, but it is
but
what
just,
it is. I mean, if they suck, they suck. They
right.
haven't gotten one lead in a year from them.
Yeah.
How is that even possible, you know?
Yeah, well,
they
mean, just
generated...
by looking at, yeah, just by looking at your Google business profile, kind of self-explanatory, there's no, it's just very blank. It doesn't look like it's active. Yeah, there's a website
yeah,
here
I
and a number,
built
but.
It myself for that, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've heard of this. Companies, when you do
but
cancel
they sell
service.
Themselves very well, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a lot of companies do.
Yeah.
But that's why it's so important, and I know you don't know, but a lot of people don't about the Google business, the partnership, right? And that's why I like to show my customers that, because there's thousands of SEO companies out there that talk a good game, but
yeah.
when it comes down to it, they don't have the resources of that partnership that we have, right? Now, I've heard of this too, is if you go with a company and you cancel the service with them, they will, and they build you that Google business profile.
Abandon you. Mm-hmm.
They don't abandon you. They actually take down the Google business profile. So if you cancel
oh,
with
but
them.
This, I've been paying, no, I've been paying for them regularly. I canceled, but it was like a year ago and
mm-hmm.
I still have my reviews. I still had all my reviews. I still had all of that. But that
yeah.
Google business profile, that's all mine. They don't own that, you know?
Right.
They shouldn't cancel that. That should be criminal to do
yeah.
that, you know?
I've heard of companies that have done it because they're paying for the service, and they basically do that. Where what we don't do that. I mean, like I said, we're partners, so we actually just hand it over to you guys if you guys do end up, like, pausing or canceling the service at that point. But this is how we can help you. One, we could beef this up, because right now it's very bland. Like, to be completely fair, anybody that's going to go to this and see your competitors with pictures and, you know, biography and everything, all the cities that you service, they're probably going to go with them. And right now you have, like, only just a website. It's really nothing, right?
Yeah.
I do see the website on here, which is good. You do some pretty good work.
Yeah, we do great.
Very
work.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very
but
nice.
It's not being represented well anymore, you know.
Right.
At least there's no Google presence, you know.
Right. And I know you guys have a Facebook, right?
Yeah, I never go on it. My secretary, she's doing she's getting much more active on Instagram, which is tied to Facebook.
Right.
So, you know,
yeah, it is tied
you know,
to Facebook, so any just like,
yeah.
with a click of a button, you could post something on Instagram and it'd go to your Facebook. You could post something on Facebook and it'd go to your Instagram. Yeah, just
okay.
with a click of a button, right? But what we do is we actually do retargeting campaigns through Facebook as well. So it's a paired service. So anybody that searches on Google, we pair that up with a retargeting campaign, and we're able to do that in certain cities and zip codes. So that way now people can see that, you know, you're active, you're promoting your business, you do quality work, and we just got to put you in front of the right customers instead of you just kind of just having something up on Google. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we do. Now,
my Instagram won't be touched. It'll continue as it is. It won't be changed. It'll just be enhanced, right? You're not going to remove pictures or.
No, we don't remove pictures. We don't even post on there because I always tell our clients, like, posting is good. Likes, attention, shares is great, but that doesn't pay your bills, right? So what we do is we just do a retargeting campaign so that way people that aren't following you.
What exactly does that mean? I'm not sure what you mean by that.
So people that aren't following you, we put your business in front of them that has searched your services on Google.
Okay. So do you guys find people that have searched for waterfalls or koi ponds or whatever, living walls or whatever we do? And you search for those people online, and then you send them an Instagram or
yeah, it goes
whatever,
on their timeline. Yeah, it goes like on their feed, and then they're scrolling through their feed, and they see, you know, Firefly Landscaping Contractors LLC, and then they see what they search. And now they're like, oh, that's right, I didn't buy from there, but I was interested in it. So now they click the link, or they click to call you directly, and then you obviously, I'm guessing you guys go out and do an estimate and then do a walkthrough of everything.
Yeah.
And then that's how that works. And that's how you get your customers as well. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me go into a little bit of pricing here for you, because I know Maria did want to help you out. You do a 10 to 50 mile radius, correct?
I don't work in every zip code. That's another issue.
Okay.
I don't work anywhere in my town either. So
that
was another probably Google issue that maybe Google has. Because I don't know, they're pretty generic. But like me, I don't work in Homestead. You know, we work, I mean, today we're, you know, you've heard of American Eagle Outfitters?
Yep.
We were at his house today. You know,
was
nowhere near me. Yeah, and on Thursday we were at DJ Khaled's house.
Oh,
I don't
nice.
Know if you've heard of him. Yeah, we do also.
Another one.
They don't live anywhere near me. They don't live anywhere near me. They
right.
you know, they're like
an hour
away.
Like in Miami
and
stuff like that.
Yeah, well, they're at the beach. Miami Beach.
Right.
So they live an hour away. So we don't do, any people, because I live in farmland. You know, none of these guys live down here. But then Google wants me to use my own local zip code, and it's just, you know, it doesn't, so that's another issue that, I don't know.
So, I mean, you can do, like, sponsorships, like, the Google Business Profile is for the local area. So that's why we paired up with the Facebook retargeting campaigns, because we can push you out into certain cities and zip codes that you would like to work in, into a 50-mile radius. If you want to go farther to like 100-mile radius, you can do Google Advertising, which is the sponsorship up at the top of the page, right under the Google Guarantees. That'll get you in 100-mile radius, but that you can put into certain cities and zip codes as well that you would like. Now that's obviously a lot.
Yeah,
because
I don't do radiuses.
Right.
Because
you do zip codes.
There's a lot of tire kickers. Yeah, there's a lot of tire kickers in my general area
right
here. And we waste a lot of time on the phone or going out to see them, or it's just they just don't have the money.
Right.
Know? So.
Yeah, I mean, my recommendation is probably doing the Facebook and the Google Ads together, because now you're able to target into a 100-mile radius, one. But now you're able to just go into certain cities and zip codes within that 100-mile radius. And you can do that on Facebook and on Google. That's my recommendation, just because you're so...
We do around a 40-mile radius, 30-mile, maybe 35-mile radius or something like that.
35-mile radius?
So,
then, I mean...
Yeah, roughly, something like that.
The Facebook is just more than enough then, if you want to do it that way. And it's going to be a lot cheaper than
that's pay-per-click is what it is. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's pay-per-click, but at the same time, we do a flat rate, so we allocate the money from your monthly flat rate to that, so that way you never fluctuate, you'll never have, like, more money that you'd have to pay out in 1 month and then a total less money. It's always just a flat rate, so it would never go up or never fluctuate. It's always consistent. That way you guys can get just the consistent flow of work as well. The in-business credit, though.
Now the problem about the website.
Sure.
You had mentioned that it won't transfer to another platform. You probably don't use the same platform that that these people use, you know. So you would have to rebuild my website. Is that the issue?
Well, what I was going to say is, why don't you just keep your website with them? I mean, you could just ask them, hey, I just like to host it and just get the bare minimum pricing for them to host your website, and they'll be able to do that.
What's the going price, bro? I have no idea.
Going price on average, look, they're going to say it like this.
Bucks.
They're going to say, oh, well, we want to host your website. We want to keep the SEO up and everything like that. And it'd probably be like $120.
No, there's no SEO.
Right. Yes, so that's what I'm saying. So what I would say is I would just be like, hey, I just want you to host my website. I just want it to stay live on the internet and that's it. Can you guys do that? What's your price for it? It should be around $50.
Yeah.
Bucks.
Yeah, I think that's what it's at. I think that's what it's at.
Okay.
I gotta look. I have trouble remembering. I have 4,000 bills.
Yeah.
So
you got a lot on your plate, especially
well,
with building.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, I understand where you're coming from. So the going rate probably is around $50. I know for us, we host the websites if people want to like pause or cancel the service and they have a website. They typically just have us hosted for $49 month to month. That's what they do.
Uh-huh.
But that's just us. So you can actually keep that and this is still going to be okay. Like we don't need to do anything to your website to help you rank better on Google or to get you populating through Facebook either. That has nothing to do with your website. Okay.
All right. So you only do SEO, Google and, Facebook, and Facebook is tied to Instagram.
Right. Yeah, it's tied to Instagram. We build websites as well too, but I don't want you to have to spend more money than you have to spend more money anymore. Yeah, like there's no point in you just continuously to just keep rebuilding websites when you could just have them hosted. We could take control of your online presence and we can just have your link for your website on these platforms that are going to be pushed in front of people.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, so basically, it's Google. Well, it's not called Google AdWords anymore. That was years ago. Was it called Google Ads now?
They still have Google Ads. Yeah, that's the sponsorship.
But it's not what you use.
That's the pay per click is what you're talking about.
Right.
What we're using is
way too expensive. I just canceled it.
Yeah. So the Google AdWords is the pay per click deal on the top of the page. What I'm talking about is the Google Business Profile so people can start leaving you reviews. Now, I understand, you know, there's an issue there, so we need to fix it.
Well, they keep getting deleted.
So we need to fix that issue as well. I'm going
to
make a note here so that way we can work diligently on that and make sure.
You think those are lost forever?
So Google won't reinstate the reviews, but the only thing that we can do is we can maybe reach out to those people and say like, hey, you think you can give us a review, on the service that we provided? If you have their phone number, you could always reach out to them as well and say like, hey, this is what happened. Would really appreciate if you guys could leave us a review, just so that way we can start getting some good traction back on our page again too. They're more than likely the quality
now,
of work you do.
What are the chances of that happening again to me? You know,
it just depends on the verification.
Within like 3 months.
So it depends
so
on the verification.
As to what.
Yeah, so it depends on the verification. Like you said, you've moved a couple of times, so we're gonna make sure that you're verified through Google with the Google Business Profile, so that way that doesn't happen again. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll probably do like they're gonna just verify check just to make sure that you're in the right area, and then once you're in the right area, you're not gonna have any more problems after that. Okay.
Yeah, it's just I've been here for
ever
6 years, you know. I
yeah.
haven't moved. Yeah, I mean I was in Virginia for 2 years and then I went to Orlando.
Right.
But you know, my company's always been the same guy, same company, same EIN number, everything's the same.
Right.
So you know, they shouldn't delete, they should at least save these reviews instead 100%. Of wipe them off the face of the planet. You know, that's not fair to the small business.
100%. No, I agree. I agree 100%. And I know, like, it's frustrating for you because now you can't reach out to anybody and talk to them about
it. No, it's a little weird to call a customer you haven't talked to for 5 years. Hey, remember me? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
They may have moved to another home already, you know?
100%.
Or bulldoze their garden, you know? Who knows? But either way.
Yeah.
The chance of getting them to rewrite that is there's zero incentive.
Right. And then that's why we would focus more on the new business that you would get into making sure that those don't get taken down and those stay up for as long as you're in business.
But that's the issue, dude. Bro, I got a 2-month-old review deleted.
Right.
It has nothing to do with their algorithm.
No, it's not an algorithm. There's an error in the system for you. So, like, what's happening is that...
Oh, there's an error in the system. So, I'm showing up as if I'm in another country or state?
So, basically, like, they're going to have to re-verify you. That's why. So, basically, when they're saying that your Google business profile, that they're making sure that it's not fraudulent. So, when they're putting reviews on there and they're taking them off... They have to make sure that that's you, that they're verifying that that business is a legitimate business.
Just
I'm not saying
that.
I know. They don't do that though. That's what's crazy. And because they you know, they tailor fit their business to the higher ups, right? The Coca-Colas of the world, the Nikes were giving them millions of dollars that, you know, if Firefly landscape contractors just fell off the face of the earth, it wouldn't really hurt them, right? But it hurts you.
Yeah, it doesn't.
So that's why.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why we tailor fit our company to help small business owners so this stuff doesn't happen to them. So that way we can be like, hey, what's going on with Firefly landscape contractors? You guys are messing with them. What can we do so that way you guys stop doing what you're doing and they can build their business here on Google? And then they give us, hey, we need business license or we need an insurance or we need, you know, a picture of their tools
that's
just to verify or something like that. Yeah, I'm just example of like what could happen. Maybe they'll give you a video verification or a phone verification just to verify, that it's a legitimate company, and that's what I'm saying. So that's why typically reviews get dropped because they don't want to give off the perception of the consumer coming here and saying, oh, this is a legitimate company. You know what I mean?
Dude, if Google can't figure out that I'm a legitimate company, dude, that's the easiest thing. All you got to do is call me or look me up on Sunbiz. You know, it's like you said, I'm too small a company for them to take more than 1 second of their time, you know?
Typically, that's what it, and then like I said, 6 months ago, they were wiping out Google business profiles they sent out emails and they said that whoever didn't respond back with the proper verification that, you know, they were deleting them. And we had a ton of people calling us and saying, hey, what happened to my Google business profile? I can't see it anymore. Can you guys reinstate me? So we had to go through this process as well, and what we had to do is we had to really just rebuild.
You know, I think what happened is that because I had my personal email, my personal Google email, they got flooded with junk mail. I was getting like 200 to 300 emails a day, and it was just junk. I don't know if multiple companies just sold out my email, but I just stopped using it. And that's probably where they sent it, even though I had my business Google or my business Gmail available. They just sent it to that one. That's probably what happened.
They sent it to the one that you used to verify
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't use that other than to verify things.
Exactly.
You know, I just check it, but there's thousands of emails on there.
Yeah, you get like spam emails.
Use that for those emails that I know they're going to be sold, you know, or farmed out, whatever.
Yeah.
So okay. So what's your price? what do you guys charge? How does it work? If you guys can email me, or you know, you can talk to me now. I just got to go because I take care of my elderly mother, and I have to prepare her, do her dinner.
But, yeah. So our price is $299 month to month. There's no set of fees or anything like that. I'm going to waive those because I want to help you out here and get this at the cheapest price possible so we can move quickly on this. How it would work is once we do secure the listing with you, I'm going to set up a call with you and my tech team so that way they can make sure that this stuff doesn't keep happening to you and we have the proper verification for the Google Business Profile. And we're going to start building out the Facebook retargeting campaigns for you guys so we can put that in specific cities and zip codes. Once we do fill the listing, we do not work with anybody else. That's why Maria was contacting you. So you're never going to, once you get on the first page for the services you provide, you're never going to share
so
that.
So, yeah, that's what she was counting. She was telling me that they can get me on the first page. I mean, that would be great. Can you guys guarantee that? That'll be on the first page?
We put it in.
Because
we put it in. We put it in writing with you.
You do?
Yes. So okay. We put it in writing when we email it to you. It does take around 30 to 45 days to get there for all the services that you provide.
It's very easy to get me to first page because there's only 6 companies doing, and there's over 7 million people in the greater Miami metropolitan area.
Right.
And there's only
right.
6 of us, 6 companies building Pond. Corp.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's like crazy easy to get me on the first page.
Yeah, but the thing is, the most important thing is just making sure that everything is solid with the Google Business Profile so you don't have this
right.
constant inflection. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and how about that? I got to find out why they keep deleting my reviews. Can you guys do that for me?
Yeah, so I'm going to put it in the notes here. I'm going to put it in the notes here so that way we can make sure that doesn't happen. And then we can talk to our rep here and see what's going on. And then we'll be able to press that issue. And then, like I said, if we need something from you to just verify with Google, say, hey, here's this stuff. And they're like, okay, thank you. You know, reviews all you want type deal.
Yeah, because all I'm looking is for results. I don't care. I don't
right.
care to, you know, to pay the fees, you know,
right.
your fees are the $300, but
right.
I just want results. I mean, if I'm getting 20,000 a month in leads and stuff, I don't care if you charge me, you know, more if you guys charge more, you know, it's just, you know, as long
you
as it makes sense, you know?
Yeah. No, 100%.
That's
and that's
what
that's
we all
why
want,
it is.
Right?
Well, that's the deal too. It's like, that's what you're supposed to have is when you're doing marketing, you're supposed to be able to put money into your company and get money back out, right? You're not supposed to be messed with like this. So that's why, like, I want to help you and get you a really good rate here. And then that way we can get this going. So that way you have a really good year and you don't have to keep battling this uphill battle by yourself. And we can help you take care of this for you. Okay.
What's happening. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Are you still at the...
Do you know the title, by chance? I'm going to go on my personal email. Do you know the title, by chance, of what Google is using, what email they send out to confirm the if these businesses are legit? Do you know what type of...
I have no idea what kind of what title they use. I know for us, we have like
my emails.
A local Splash support, so that's the only thing I know.
Well, do you have my email by chance?
Let me see here. Don't,
I mean, if you don't, I can
I don't have, yeah, I don't. I was looking on your
sales.
Website for it.
Yeah, sales. It's at the bottom somewhere. I got to tweak that up anyway. sales@fireflycontractor.com. So how do you guys generate traffic to my website through basically the Google business page. That's what you guys work with. It's just a Google,
yes.
Google business page. Okay.
Yes.
And now one thing that I would like, you know, that I, you know, at least for me to, for at least for me to sign up with you guys, it has to somewhere say on the, on our agreement that you guys do not delete the Google My Business page if we ever part ways. You know?
Oh. Yeah, that's not a problem. I mean, I can send that over to you. One second. So it was sales@fireflylandscapecontractors.com?
No, contractor.com.
One more time, you kind of cut out right there.
Oh, it's okay. sales@fireflycontractor.com. Yes, sir.
Perfect.
No, estoy hablando todavía. Dame un minuto, mam.
Give me one.
Here.
She's
94.
Oh, wow. That's a blessing right there.
Yeah, it sure is. Atrás, donde está la perra. Uh-huh. She can't sit still. She wants to go outside and water all the plants. Oh, boy. sales@fireflycontractor.com. Yeah, I mean, I'm amenable to your fee as long as I see you. I see, you know, I see results, at least, you know, with at least Google My Business Profile. And my logo's gone, you know.
Yeah.
I can email you my logo if you guys could place it there. I'm not sure if that's how it works.
Yeah. So when we do, so when we do your onboarding call, we're gonna ask you for a bunch of pictures. I mean, I know you got them because you have like the website and everything.
It's all on my Instagram too.
Okay.
And they deleted all that crap too, man. I'm just so disappointed with them, man, to be honest. And I just, you know, when something happens to me, I expect it to happen again, you know. So that's another issue, you know.
Really?
And I'm gun shy. I get gun shy with that, you know. The when Google, when a company does, like, you know, when you have a contractor or somebody else that burns you, you just don't do business with them anymore. So that's the problem I'm having with Google. I said, man, I'm going to go through all this work again, upload all these pictures, go, you know, generate all of these reviews again, call, do all of my due diligence, you know, and then, they'll delete it again. Cause I did call a whole bunch of customers back, you know, what was it, 4 or 5? And one guy did put his review again and they just deleted it. So you telling me that your people have some sort of special contact that you can call and legitimize my website or
your business profile,
web presence, my business profile.
Yeah, and make sure
so
that
you guys
doesn't
will
happen.
Handle that portion with Google.
Yep.
Okay, that would be great. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just sent you an email as
I'm
well. So.
You,
that's no, I appreciate that you giving me the trust there. Like I said, my dad's a small business owner himself. He runs the same setup here and he's a one man crew. So I understand, like, you know, the little man when it comes to like these big tech companies,
it's
a tough battle, right? So that's why I do this, because I like helping out people that don't know how to do it themselves, right? But I sent you an email here.
Exactly.
And the email has in there, it has the $299 month to month, no contracts. And then I put in parentheses, if you ever did need to cancel or pause the service, your Google business profile will not be deleted. Okay. So it's in there as well. Pablo, what's your last name?
My last name is, Sardinas. I don't know if you know the island in the Mediterranean. It's been almost the same way.
Okay.
Sardinas. S-A-R-D-I-N-A-S.
Sardinas. Okay.
Yeah.
And then are you guys still operating out of, I know you know, you guys don't.
We're in Homestead, but I'm not really in Homestead. Our address is Homestead, but I'm in Dade County, Miami-Dade County.
Okay. Yeah. So the business address I have here is the 20261 Southwest 316th Street.
316th Street. Yeah.
Miami, Florida.
Yeah. Okay. What town are you in?
What was that?
Are you in California? Are you in
California? Yeah, we're in California. Yeah, we're based out of California. So we're in, if you've ever been over here, we're in Fountain Valley. So
yeah.
That's in between Huntington Beach and Disneyland. It's kind of like
right in the middle. Oh, near Anaheim. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been out there a whole bunch of times.
Yeah, so that's where we're located.
I have very good friends in Long Beach.
Oh, nice.
Not too far.
Nice. That's where my dad grew up.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he actually went to high school out there, so and moved to Washington. So.
I love California. It's really nice, really beautiful.
It is nice. Some areas are getting pretty crazy with homelessness and everything like that.
Yeah.
So they got to get it under control, or else they're going to have
another
mess.
Yeah.
But
I heard 26% of the whole country homeless is in California. That's one out of four homeless is in one state out of the 50 states. One out of four, which is preposterous.
It is.
Crazy.
So San Francisco is really bad, and then LA is like
Los Angeles.
really bad.
Is it worse than San Francisco? Yeah.
San Francisco is worse, and then is LA a second?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend.
In San Francisco, they have poop stations
nearby
that you can go, outside.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's terrible, dude. I just couldn't imagine that. Because I went to San Francisco, but it was like 15 years ago. No, maybe like
totally
18
different.
Years ago. It was super nice. Super nice.
Yeah.
Some homeless, but it wasn't overrun. It wasn't the only thing I can think about, you know? It wasn't overrun with homeless.
Yeah,
but
a lot of small business owners are like moving out because they can't deal with it.
My friend's a farmer. He moved out there. He moved out to Chino. I don't know if you've heard of
Chino. Yeah, Chino. That's right by Pomona. Yeah.
Yeah, he moved out there and he's a farmer. And he says, bro, my truck got broken into like every other month. All my tools gone every other month, every third month.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He has to leave. He just had to take off. It was only there 2 years.
Yeah, I believe it.
He just couldn't
100%.
Afford the abuse, yeah. So, yeah, hopefully that'll get better.
And then the taxes for him, too, probably if he was a farmer, it would be outrageous for him.
No, it's just being completely mismanaged. It's unbelievable what's happening out there. Dude, it's just such a beautiful state. It's a shame how it's getting abused that way.
100%. So I have everything here for you, Pablo, that I have everything here to set up for you. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to secure the listing here with you. I'm going to send you over everything in writing as well. So I already sent you an email just so that you could see for your eyes in black and white writing what we will do for you.
Okay.
But then also, too, I want to stay on the phone with you when the transaction goes through so that way you can get your receipt. And then you could also see the invoice. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification really quickly. That's going to be sent to you in writing. So this is a 100% tax write-off. I want to make sure that everything is correct. If there's any discrepancies or anything like that, please let me know. And then I can fix it while I'm on the phone with you. Once that's done, I'm going to book an onboarding call with you and my tech team probably for tomorrow. And then we'll be able to rock and roll with you and help you get this under control so that way you can start getting the reviews and also, too, getting customers contacting you from Google, okay?
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Who is Relevant Ads?
Relevant Ads? That's us. Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, I know, but it says Local Splash here, but then Relevant Ads is a different company? Is that what it is? Because it says, I just opened it up, as the site is not secure when I go onto your website.
For localsplash.com?
No, it says, you sent me Charlie Mullenkamp, right?
Yeah. Yes, Mullenkamp.
All right, but then a Mullen can. But
yeah.
Charlie, it says local splash, but then I'm looking at different companies. The email's going to a different company.
Oh, is it saying Charlie at Relevant Ads?
No, but Relevant Ads is not local splash.
Yeah, so we're the same. It's just like a sister company.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
So why aren't you guys calling me from local splash then?
Why
aren't you guys emailing me from local splash though? It's just, dude, that's, you know, it's been nice talking to you, but I'm not
no,
sure.
No, usually my
serial killer. You know what I mean? Anyone could call me. So I just want to make sure that I'm
using
my credit card to mm-hmm. who I think I'm talking to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it should have sent it over as local splash. So that's why I don't understand. I'm kind of just...
No, my email, your email is coming in as...
Relevant
ads? Relevant ads, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So like I said, we're a sister company. So yeah, we have Relevant Ads, but our company, the biggest company, is local splash.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
So,
like we're like an umbrella.
Yeah. Well, so help me understand. What did local splash buy you guys, or how does that work?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just always super careful with what I do. You know, when it comes to you know my bank account and all that, of course.
Yeah. No. Absolutely.
Once you go in.
So local splash bought us. So. I'm trying to put it in.
So what does it say your site is not secure?
Our site? If you go to localsplash.com, that's our site. It should say it's secure.
Can I call you directly just so I can know I'm calling Local Splash?
Yeah. Do you want the number?
Yeah, let me just call you directly. You know, no offense, but, you know, anyone can call me and say there's somebody else. You know, so like.
Yeah, I mean, you could just
make sure I'm calling California.
Yeah, I mean, you could just redial this number, and then if you redial this number, it's just gonna shoot back into my office where Maria called you, and then
what's the number? 877.
Yeah, the 877 number. 635-6225. And then
you could just direct number.
You could just ask for Charlie, and then they'll just transfer you on over to me.
All right, yeah, because, you know, this happened to me like 10 years ago. It was somebody acting like they were another company, and we got Shanghai. So.
Oh, yeah, no. No, yeah, we're in LA. So, I mean, well, not LA, Orange County, so.
Yeah, in San
for 20 years.
All right.
So. Yeah, so do you.
All right, dude, I'll call you back just to make sure that I'm talking to who I think I'm calling. No offense.
Yeah, none taken. I totally understand. So,
I'll call you.
Call right now.
I'll call you right away.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, Charlie.
All right, bye.